The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
Okay, here's the question this morning. How much longer are we going to put up with schools that are failing our kids? How do we get back to the place that we can send our kids to school with the confidence they'll be safe and will be given, here's the big one, be given a good education? Good morning. It's Friday, May 27th, 2022, the end of a week fraught with anguish at a time when we would ordinarily be marking the beginning of the first summer since 2019, free of the restrictions of COVID. Instead, we're coming to grips with the fact that 19 innocent young lives, plus the lives of two teachers, have been snuffed out senselessly. I'm Paul Gleiser, sitting in for Mark Davis. I want to hear from you this morning at 866-660-5759, 866-660-5759. Oh, what a horrible week we have had. Like anyone who sits behind the microphone and talks, gets paid for it, I'm in the words business. I like to think that I have some facility with words, yet I cannot find words that adequately express both the horror and the heartbreak of what happened this week at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. I cannot find words that convey how the parents of those fourth graders must feel, the overwhelming anguish. I cannot find words to adequately express my sympathy. Nor can I find words that adequately express my own outrage and anger that such a thing could happen and could be perpetrated in such a wanton and evil way. And it finally dawns on me that I can't find adequate words for the simple reason that adequate words just don't exist. What I can say about what happened in Uvalde is this: the tragedy should open our eyes to the fact that public schools in America are failing on multiple levels, and we should at last be spurred to take action instead of sitting on our duffs. The question I have for you this morning: how much longer are we going to put up with schools that are increasingly unable to get even the most basic things right? 866-660-5759. Put it in your phone. 866-660-5759. Two things come to my mind in the wake of Tuesday's horror in Uvalde. First, beware of solutions, no matter the source, including your humble substitute talk show host here. Beware of solutions if the definition of that word is something that will keep a tragedy like this from ever happening again. Under that definition, nobody has a solution, most particularly bloviating politicians. So make a pact with yourself to ignore and not listen to drivel like this coming from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Imagine if this was your kid or your grandkid. How would you feel? Could you ever forgive yourself for not supporting a simple law that would make these mass shootings less likely? Please, damn it. Put yourself in the shoes of these parents for once.
Listen, we're all in those shoes, Chuck, and here's the big news. There is no simple law that will make mass shootings less likely. If such a piece of legislation could be written, it would have been enacted long before now. Certainly, new gun legislation is not going to do it. The problem isn't guns. Say it again, the problem isn't guns. We've had guns in this country for much longer than we've had public schools. Guns have been around since our founding. School shootings, on the other hand, are a relatively recent phenomenon. That's the problem. Senator Schumer, if you're looking for simple, Consider this simple fact. There are no guarantees of safety. The very best we can hope to do is improve the odds. One way to do that already exists in Texas. I've learned about this since Tuesday. It's called the Guardian Program. It came following the 2009 mass shooting at Fort Hood. The Guardian Program allows school faculty who volunteer, who have been screened, and who undergo Texas Department of Public Safety approved training to carry weapons for defensive purposes on school campuses. No, the program isn't a panacea, and it does open up some of its own concerns. But it does have this potential. It has the potential to reduce the response time to an active shooter, a key consideration because most mass shootings last less than 5 minutes. It also offers the advantage of inside knowledge. A teacher or a coach or a principal who volunteers to be a first line of defense knows the students, has an eye for the students who might be the troubled ones, the ones that might be the inclined to cause problems, and knows the layout of a school building that they're working in. A cop rolling up on the scene, on the other hand, knows none of these things. To the extent that schools have looked at the Guardian program and reject it, it might now be worth taking a second look in light of what happened this week. The idea of taking that second look leads to the second thing that comes to my mind. Securing schools need not be, and indeed should not, happen on a top-down basis. How we secure our schools should come from the grassroots of local communities. We should decide in our own school districts, in our own neighborhoods, in our own schools, how they're going to be secured. We need to be a part of that process. We need to lead the process. When I say we, I mean you and me. School districts in Texas are called independent. That's the I in ISD. They are not subordinate to any city, county, or state government. The responsibility for what happens in Texas schools lies with the parents of school-age kids, together with the property owners who pay the property taxes in those districts. Texas has no state income tax. The largest assessed tax in Texas is property tax. Between 65 and 70% of that property tax bill that you pay goes to your local school district. Consequently, local school boards in Texas are arguably the most powerful elected bodies for the simple reason they control most of the tax money. Yet school board elections are notorious for low voter turnout, and school board meetings are generally only attended by activists with narrow agendas. We had school board elections earlier this month. Did you vote? I did, but I will confess, I'm going to say it out loud here on the radio, I will confess it's the first school board election I voted in a long, long time. And it was only because I became aware of things going on in my own school district that I think required my attention. And by the way, all my guys lost. But I went and tried. I participated. But I have not been participating. Did you participate? Did you vote in the school board elections that we just had earlier this month? Or not? And if you didn't, so with you having not voted in your school board election, and with you having never attended a school board meeting, what's your school's active shooter plan? Do you know? Was Texas's Guardian plan ever considered in your local school district? How do you feel about that? Should it be in place? Should it be put in place? Is it in place now and you don't even know? If it wasn't considered, or if it was considered and rejected, should it be reconsidered in light of events this week? You know, the police were outside. We started learning yesterday. The police were outside for an hour while the carnage was taking place inside Robb Elementary School. Would it not have been better? Can you make the case that Mr. Bannister, the phys ed teacher who is armed and trained, might have been a guy that could have intervened in a positive way? Should we think about that? How do you feel about it? 866-660-5759. Here's a question. Do the members of your school board that just got elected or reelected earlier this month, do they even know about the Guardian plan? Have faculty members at the campus level been surveyed to ascertain their willingness to participate in the Guardian plan? Do you know? 866-660-5759. But as important as school security and safety is, and as front and center as it is right now, we actually have concerns about public schools that are of even more lasting importance. Beyond your concern for your child's safety, you should be concerned that he or she isn't learning anything, or worse, is learning things that you don't want him or her to learn. Is your child's teacher affirming the values you teach or undermining them? Do you know? What's in your kid's history book? Does your high school student still read Shakespeare, Nathaniel Hawthorne, Mark Twain? If not, what and who are they reading instead? Do you know? And even if you don't have kids in school, it doesn't mean you don't have a vital stake in what's being taught in those schools. What's happening on that campus down the street or around the corner from where you live? Do you know? No developed nation in the world pays more for education and gets less than we get here in the United States. Whose fault is that? I'm going to tell you. If you want to know, go look in the mirror. I'll answer that question. It's your fault and it's my fault. And the time has come. And indeed, if you believe that some good comes of even the most horrendous tragedies, the time has certainly come for us to reassert our control over what happens in our public schools. 866-660-5759. If that can happen, if we can finally, after years of watching our public schools devolve into the chaos and miasma of failure that they have become, if we can once again seize control of our schools, the children who died in Uvalde and at Sandy Hook and going all the way back to Columbine will not have died in vain, and the families who grieve will not grieve in vain. You know, President Biden, who is seldom right, was right about one thing Tuesday night. The United States, that horrible speech he gave, the United States is the only nation in the world that suffers routine school shootings. But I can tell you this, you can be certain of this. He is not going to fix the problem, and neither is anyone else in Washington. The schools in this state are, by design, hyper-local. It's on us. And we have largely failed. The evidence of that failure lies in the bodies of dead fourth graders and in the dismal performance of American high school graduates as compared to their counterparts in other developed countries. What are you doing on a local level? If all you're doing is waiting for the federal government to shovel more money at your school while trussing it up in more rules and red tape, don't be surprised when your kid can't read while his school is the one getting 24-hour coverage on the cable channels. I want to know your thoughts on this. 866-660-5759, 866-660-5759. You know, American public schools at one time were the envy of the world. And look at what we have now. We've turned them into woke, social activist hellholes. We're turning out kids who can't do math. We're turning out kids who can't write a declarative English sentence. We're turning out kids who are at a competitive disadvantage with their counterparts in other countries in the world. How did we let that happen? 866-660-5759. Hey, listen, it's me, Paul Gleiser, sitting in for Mark Davis. Mark will be back. Mark has taken most of next week off as well. I'll be back part of next week. But it's me. I do a bonus question. Here is my bonus question. It's pretty straightforward. Your vacation plans. This is the first time since 2019 that our travel and the things that we do in the summer largely unrestricted by the concerns of COVID. The first summer since 2019, we can move around. First summer since if we're going to travel by air, that we don't have to be all masked up. It's the first we've largely gotten our freedom of movement back, only to be beset by the high costs of air travel and the disruptions that are attendant to air travel and the incredibly high cost of gasoline. So what are your travel plans this Memorial Day weekend and this summer, in light of soaring gasoline prices and in light of soaring airline fares? Are you going somewhere this holiday weekend? Are you going somewhere this summer? The bonus question is, tell us what your travel plans are. 866-660-5759. Paul Gleiser, sitting in for Mark Davis. I write a weekly column called You Tell Me Texas. It's at youtellmetexas.com. I say what's on my mind. You respond by what's on yours. That's why we named it what we named it. You Tell Me Texas. It's at youtellmetexas.com. Your calls after the break at 866-660-5759. Here at 660 AM, The Answer. Don't go away. It's coming up on 727. Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis here at 660 AM, The Answer. I'm taking your calls at 866-660-5759. How much longer are we going to put up with schools that are failing to protect our kids? And even worse, if you can imagine, on the grander scale, failing to teach our kids. 866-660-5759. We lead off in Dallas with George. You're up first here on the Mark Davis Show. Good morning, George.
Yes, good morning. I just want to say you're exactly right. We had a couple of church shootings here in Texas. And what happened after as a result of that? Well, churches started allowing their members to arm up. And the next guy that tried to shoot up a church, what happened to him? He got his head blown off.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Good guy with a gun. You know, and liberals say that's a bad idea because they give you all the reasons why people with guns can get shot with their own gun. And, yeah, all of that's true. But, you know, you have no chance against a shooter if you're unarmed. You have a chance if you are. And it makes me sick, the idea of bringing guns, having armed teachers and armed parishioners in churches. I hate the fact that we even have to think about it. But the fact is we have to think about it.
Absolutely.
So are you, where do you stand? Do you believe, are you okay with Mr. Jones, the government teacher, packing heat, coming to school?
Absolutely. Coach, teacher, anybody who has gone through training with the gun, I think they should be able to carry it concealed in the schools.
You know, listen, let me tell you this. I can remember teachers that I had, and they were men, and I'm not being sexist here, and I'm not saying that a woman can't be trained and learn to fire a weapon and be a fierce defender of her students. But my growing up, I specifically remember men teachers that I had. A couple of them were phys ed teachers. One was an absolutely outstanding history teacher that I had. But they would not have stood still and allowed what happened in Uvalde to happen. They would have leapt into action. They were the kind of guys that were going to step into the breach. And that's better than, in my opinion, waiting for the police to come. And then, as we come to find out here in Uvalde, have the police hanging around for an hour outside before they make it into the building. So, you know, I can remember teachers that would have been absolutely be glad to have them there in a situation like what happened this week in Texas. I can make the case that we should spread that around a little bit, you know. And I think it should be voluntary. I think it should be on a case by case basis, campus by campus. I think the parents on a campus by campus basis ought to have a very loud voice in that. But I tell you, I don't think it should come from the top down that you can't, nor should it come from the top down that you have to. I think it ought to be grassroots. What do you think, George?
I think you're exactly right. And as I recall, when I was in high school, the ROTC had a shooting range in the school.
Yeah, we did in my school. In my high school, there was a shooting range downstairs. I was, in matter of fact, in my high school, ROTC, if you weren't playing varsity athletics, you had to do one semester of ROTC, and I did. Hated it at the time. Glad I did it ever since.
And they shot live rounds.
We did. There were 22s, but we shot live rounds, absolutely. There were weapons in the building, and we were shooting them inside the building. Hey, George, appreciate your call. I've got to take a break at the bottom of the hour. 866-660-5759. Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis and taking your calls. Stick around. We have more to come. It's Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis and taking your calls at 866-660-5759. When are we going to reassert our control over our local schools? We call our schools in Texas, our school districts, independent. That means they are not subordinate to city, county, or state government. They are local. They're in our hands. We're the ones supposed to be in charge. When are we going to get schools back to doing what they're supposed to do? They're supposed to protect our kids. They're supposed to teach them the useful things they need in order to succeed. 866-660-5759. Daniel in Waxahachie. You're next on the Mark Davis Show. Daniel.
Hello.
Daniel, you're up.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. Go.
So I wanted to comment on what you all were talking about before the commercial break.
Yes, sir.
You know, this kind of reminds me of Sandy Hook. If you go back to Sandy Hook, the first person that was shot, the perpetrator shot, was the receptionist and then the principal. Then he went in and continued on his rampage. What would have happened had that principal, as part of her training, been trained to use and carry a gun? She would have been able to stop that perpetrator immediately, and how many parents would have been spending Christmas with their kids instead of burying them? What we need to do is we need to start having serious conversations about how to better protect our children. And stop listening to the liberal media and their propaganda about how horrible guns are. When Cain killed Abel, God didn't ban rocks. He punished Cain.
Well, let me jump in here, Daniel. That assumes that principal you're talking about wants that job, and she may not. She may not want to carry a weapon. She may not want that job. But I think it ought to be available. I think she ought to be able to and receive the training if she wants to. And I think that the parents that have kids in that school ought to have the Texas Guardian program available to them if they want it.
Well, I would agree with you, but I can't. My wife is actually an educator. I'm in education myself. My wife was a principal, and the number one responsibility of a principal is to protect their children.
You're never going to get to the place where you can demand that
to be part of that job.
Well, then, in which case you're not going to be you're going to have already have a hard time getting principals and teachers. You'll have a harder time because a lot of people just don't want to. That you can't tell somebody they have to do something. They can say, "I'll go find another job."
Well, and maybe they should find another job.
Well,
if your primary concern is not the safety of our children when you walk into, if that's what you're signing up for, you're signing up to be able to protect our kids.
I think you'd get
immediately at the very beginning of the school year and immediately care about their physical and safety well-being, then maybe you don't need to be in that job.
Well, I tell you, sweet old Miss Campbell, who taught me Texas history in the eighth grade, she's too shaky to hold a gun. You know, so you can't mandate it, Daniel. We can sit here and bloviate about it on a talk show all you want to. You can't mandate it, but I think it ought to be available. And I think I
have to agree with you on that.
Okay, because I tell you, I don't want Miss Campbell holding a gun. She, poor thing, she barely lift a gun. You know, so she's not the person to do it. But you know, Mr. Voiles, my phys ed teacher, he can handle it. And you know, and likely would. He was a hell of a man. By the way, very seldom do you say your phys ed teacher is one of the best teachers you ever had. He was just a great teacher. I think it ought to be available. What I don't think, and what I know is not going to happen, what I know is not going to work. I say not going to happen, not going to work, is some sort of top down mandate, some sort of top down solution. Sure as hell, nobody in Congress is going to come up with a solution. It needs to originate at the local level because that's how our schools are set up and how they should be set up. Daniel, appreciate your call. That opens the line. 866-660-5759. Dennis in Plano, you're next on the Mark Davis Show.
Hey, Paul. First of all, the training is nowhere near like it needs to be for anybody who gets firearms these days. I've handled them. That's deadly force. That's serious business. And they're just not equipped. Then you add pressure. Can you imagine that? You got a gun. You got two people shooting at each other with kids in the room. It'd be chaos. So That would be a real problem.
So let me make sure I'm understanding you. So you are against the idea of armed teachers on the campus?
I'm not against it. I'm saying your training needs to be really good.
I agree with you.
I'm talking about like five levels of, you know, blind training and just everything and whatever it takes. I'm not versed in what that is other than just, you know, going to the target range and shooting paper. But, you know, you have to, you know, go to some of those training classes. You're in the field and you're ducking and all kinds of things. And if you can't handle that, then you are not equipped to handle a firearm, especially with a bunch of little kids running around. You don't know what could happen in that deal. Their second problem is they let the guard down with hardening the school. We got complacent, and then this is what we have. And then the third thing I'd like to say is, the family unit has been broken down over the last 10, 20 years by the Democrats taking
no,
God
no, no,
out
no,
of
not 10 or 20,
every day.
50 years.
Okay, yes. However long it's been, but I've known, you know, really taking note because it's become worse and worse, and it's just really terrible what they have done. And you know, Republicans are also to blame for this, and everybody's got to stay together, making sure the family unit is cohesive and paying attention to your kids. And that's why we have our problem. And instead of saying take away guns, that's like saying I'm going to fix the water pump on my car. I got a bearing noise. That makes no sense. You got to figure out what's wrong. And that's where we come up for losses on the solution.
So, Dennis, on the points taken, question for you, bonus question. Are you traveling this summer?
No, I'm just going to hang here. It's pointless.
Why do you say it's pointless?
Because I want to go to California, and I'm not spending $6 a gallon for fuel. Or you get somewhere, and it's $7 a gallon. Or you get there, and COVID, some fool's got something close you want to go to. It's just a waste of time. We just got to wait till this blows over more. But I love getting around. I like going all over the country. But right now, it's just not a good time. Things are so expensive and out of control. We got to solve this.
All right, Dennis, appreciate your call. Have a great Memorial Day weekend nonetheless. That opens up a line at 866-660-5759. We're in Fort Worth. Richard, you're next on the Mark Davis Show.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to comment on the requirement, the proposed requirement, that a principal be trained and armed. If that were the case, then a shooter would know that the first thing he has to do is take out the principal.
Neutralize the principal, yeah.
You can't let it be known what your defenses are. You just have to have the defenses.
Well, I don't disagree with that, Richard, and nor do I think you can just write into the job description for principal that they have to be a de facto peace officer. I think it ought to be at the discretion of the individual. And I think the thing that you gain from that is some nut that wants to go shoot up a school doesn't know who he has to defend himself against. He doesn't know who he has to take out.
That's why the concealed carry does work. I think, in Texas.
Well, right. Yeah, well, you know, right now, you know, schools, a lot of places, they very proudly put up signs saying this is a gun-free zone. Well, are you sure of that? Because you say it's a gun-free zone, but what about the bad guy with the gun? He might not believe it's a gun-free zone. As one guy said, you know, gun-free zones are where bad guys go to kill people. So I know people who absolutely are repulsed by the idea of having school faculty and teachers armed. And I kind of get that because, you know, there was a time we would never have considered that in this country. My daughter went to an elementary school that's out of a Norman Rockwell painting. It sits in a, you know, on a beautiful piece of property with trees and beautiful landscaping. It's in a nice residential area, and truly it's off the cover of Saturday Evening Post. The idea of putting a 8-foot fence around it with, you know, barbed wire at the top and turning it into a fortress makes me sick to my stomach. But maybe we've gotten to that place. We have crossed a line in America. We can't send our kids to school and know that they're safe. But bigger than that, nobody's picked up on it. We can't send our kids to school and know that they're going to learn anything. Seems like we lost Richard. Well, the point stands. Richard, glad you called. 866-660-5759. We got time for one more before the break. Liz in Houston, you're next on the Mark Davis Show.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
Look, I'm a teacher. I've taught in large public schools and charters. Currently, I'm in a charter. And the number one deterrent we have are the teachers. They should be spotting kids that are off the rails. I've had very few. I can probably put them all on one hand in about 13 years that I thought that guy's going to go nuts. And you know who they are, and if you're in the right place and you have the right staff at your school, they will do something about it. They will make sure that the parents are 100% involved and that they know that the teachers think your son is nuts and we're kind of scared. But there's so much politics that goes into larger public schools, it was crazy. My main point is that we have, at this small charter that I'm at, it's K through 12, about 900 students, we have armed teachers. But the whole point is that the students don't know which teacher is armed. There is not talk of who has a CDL. There's not talk of who is on the contingency plan. It is, don't start anything because you risk your life the minute you decide to do that. And that's the deterrent that a teenager needs, which is you can make that choice, but you will make that choice to end your own life, and there will not be a delay about it. And that's terrible that that's how it has to be. But we have so many students that can make that decision, no matter how many gun laws are in place. And if they make that decision, they have to know up front, this is what you're facing. There is a large public school near us that has a sign at the front that says, our faculty is armed. In other words, don't even come up this driveway unless you understand what you are facing is a group of people that are willing to put their lives down. And I think you're a little bit wrong on the principal thing. There are so many people that want to be principals. If they got to carry a gun, I think it'll limit the people that are at the top. And there are so many teachers that want to lead a school and could lead a school well, but there's so few positions that they don't. I think it would pick a different kind of leader.
All right.
And I don't
All
think
right.
that's a bad deterrent.
All right, I'll buy that. Here's what I was trying to say to the previous caller. I think this should be decided at the maybe all the way down to the school level. I think it should be on the agenda at the PTA meeting. I certainly don't think the Department of Education in Washington should have anything at all to say about this. I'm not sure that the Texas education, whatever the title of that department is, I don't think it should come from the state. I think it should come.
I don't either.
I think
there's a liability that a school district will take on to say, I have to know who every person is on your campus and what your decision is. So they'll keep it at least at the ISD level.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's right. Well, Liz, let me ask you this, because the broader question that I say schools are failing on multiple levels. Security, certainly we've seen that. But what about just generally teaching kids? Because, you know, my wife is an adjunct professor at one of the big universities around here, and she teaches a law class for undergraduate students, and she had a classroom full of kids this semester, essentially none of whom knew the three branches of the U.S. government. So I'd say that, you know, if you're in college and you don't know that, your school's failed you. What say you?
Well, that's why I chose a charter that actually values that. I quit public school when they quit supporting me in the classroom on making ethical decisions with my students. And I hate that, but I could not do my best job if they weren't going to help me lead students to become good young men and women. And that's unfortunate, but that's where we are. It's so political, and it's all about what is new in the classroom instead of what is the strength of the student, which is memorization. They don't make little ones memorize anymore. And it's about memorizing those types of things, those foundational facts that you can then put on new information above it and be able to assimilate different kinds of information together. But if you're not willing to stand on a moral ground, which they have character training, that's just not it. It's not that. It should be everything altogether from K through 12 works toward memorizing those things that make us a great country.
Liz, appreciate your call and appreciate the work that you do.
Thank you.
Have a great Memorial Day weekend. 866-660-5759. More of the Mark Davis Show coming up after the break. Stick around. Certainly, what happened in Uvalde this week has, as we say, probably cliche overused, blotted out the sun. We're talking about the failure of public schools, not only to protect our kids, but to teach our kids. And we're going to talk about that most of the show this morning. Paul Gleiser sitting in for Mark Davis. Our phone number, if you want to be a part of the program, is 866-660-5759. Put that in your phone, 866-660-5759. More of the Mark Davis Show after the news at the top of the hour. I sure hope you'll stick around to be a part of it.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.